May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Members of Holy Covenant, how often do we ponder our name, Holy Covenant? Hardly at all, I imagine. A covenant is an agreement. It can even be a treaty. It's a solemn promise usually made binding by the words of an oath or by a symbolic action. They can be made for social reasons, political reasons, legal reasons, and make a regulated relationship. They can be secular, and these were of great importance in the ancient world. Ours is not secular. It is a holy covenant. In the Old Testament, there are ones in which God is bound by the promise and others by which Israel is bound. Israel is bound in the covenants God made with Moses, think of the whole law, made with Joshua, Josiah, and Ezra. Hey, we could have a series on them. No, we won't. I think that would be too much. Israel is bound in those covenants. God is bound in the covenants made with King David and with Noah. It's the one with Noah after the great flood and with the sign of the rainbow, which we celebrate on our parish birthday, with a song that just might benefit with a bit of rewriting, I think. The one we heard this morning with Abraham was probably the model for the ones for Noah and David. It came first. Let me just build that picture of what happened. This covenant is stated to be in response to Abraham's request for certainty of the promise which Yahweh had made to him of an heir and of the land. A heifer, a female goat, and a ram, all 3 years old, are brought, are cut in half and laid open. The dove and the pigeon were not cut. So there was blood shed for sure. Birds of prey came down and Abram drove them away. But as the sun set, he fell into a deep sleep, we're told. When it was dark, a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch passed between the pieces. Then God promises to give the land to Abram's descendants. We could say God made a covenant. Or we could say we enter a covenant. But the word used mostly in the Old Testament is cut. To cut a covenant. Modern Israel holds on to this promise of the land given by God to all its descendants. The ritual is enough for Abram and Sarah to trust God despite no evidence of children. Fire is a symbol of cleansing and forging. It establishes a new relationship. Passing between the parts is a graphic way of showing the fate if the covenant was violated. We think of bushfire as pretty destructive in this country, but it is such an ancient symbol of power, and it can be for good. At the back, I have opened a book showing a fire ritual festival that Kate King and I watched in Bhutan. Bhutan's a small Himalayan kingdom only recently opened to the world. I feel that festival must be much more ancient than the Buddhism that they worship in that country. First, we watched dancers in amazing costumes. Then two bonfires in the middle of the circle of people were lit. When fully alight, amid much joy and noise, the people swirled around and between them, even carrying a small child, as in the photograph and as we saw in that book. They do it for spiritual cleansing. John the Baptist said, "One is coming after me who will baptize you with the Spirit and with fire."
We have the chance to renew our baptismal vows at Easter, confident in the promise of forgiveness and eternal life, and the Holy Spirit symbolised by flames at Pentecost. Jesus bound himself on the cross and shed his blood. We celebrate the new covenant he established at his Last Supper here this morning. So we are people of the new covenant in contrast to the old covenant of Moses, given by God on Mount Sinai. Learning the Ten Commandments was part of confirmation preparation. I don't know if it still is. Maybe not. But a problem I noticed with that was that some people thought and still think that keeping them made you a Christian and got you to heaven. But Jesus' covenant offers so much more in both our life and death. To grasp the idea of a new covenant, we need to see it against the background of the old covenants. The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah could see the need for a new one. And I quote from Jeremiah 31. "The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made when I took them out of Egypt, a covenant they broke, but this is the covenant I will make. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people." What an extraordinary new idea. It came true with Jesus Christ, and we members of Holy Covenant are the blessed recipients of it as we move through Lent to accept the true meaning of Easter. Instead of written on stone tablets, God writes it in our hearts, which really means his ways and his will permeate our will, and we will want to do God's will. Jeremiah goes on, "For I will be merciful towards their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." Now, this prophecy is included in the letter to the Hebrews in our New Testament, chapter 8. And the author says, verse 13, that the new covenant means the old one is obsolete. He applies the passage of Joel then to the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The earliest Christian communities believed that God acted in a new way through Jesus. God wants a loving, restored relationship with us humans, and we are in God's stead. Have we left Abraham behind? Not quite. Doing a bit of reading for my Lent study group with John Painter, as you do sometimes, I found this verse in Acts chapter 3. Peter is preaching in Solomon's portico. "You are the descendants of the prophets and of the covenant that God gave to our ancestors, saying to Abraham, 'And in your descendants all the families of the earth shall be blessed.' When God raised up his servant, he sent him first to you to bless you by turning each of you from your wicked ways. Through faith, we too are these descendants." Now that you've heard more about covenant than you ever wanted to know, I'll finish with a reminder that our two sections of the Bible used to be called the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, because that Latin word for that is also the word for Testament, New Testament, Old Testament. Amen.